Hi guys, good day to you. Welcome to my next lecture on chapter 20, referring to marketing visitor attraction. In this subject, our learning objectives would focus on understanding the approaches to attraction management and marketing. Attraction here refers to the place where tourists come in and look at them. Know about features of the managed visitor attraction. What are the visitors' attraction? How to manage them? Learn about the product components of the managed visitor attraction. Know about stages in the marketing strategy for visitors' attraction, and learn about ways of developing the new market linkages. These are the learning. Visitor attraction, what is that? We must understand clearly about visitor attraction. The attractions that attract the visitor or tourist or guest. Visitor attraction, also called as tourist attraction. It's a place of interest where tourists visit, typically for inherent or exhibited natural or cultural value, historical significance, natural or built beauty. All these are components of attraction. They have natural, they have got cultural, they have got inherent or exhibited. All these are part of attraction. Some of them are human built. Many examples. Human built like Burj Al Khalifa, Burj Al Arab, cultural heritage, Taj Mahal, or Qutub Minar, or Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus building. All these are cultural or man-made heritage sites. Likewise, heritage or archaeological sites, especially pyramids, they all attract tourists. And this is our focus of learning, is what is visitor's attraction. Fairly good idea getting out of visitor attraction. We pick up some of the examples I just mentioned. Niagara Fall. Now we all know Niagara Fall falls under two different borders. Niagara Fall also is in Canada as well as in US. Great Pyramids of Giza in Egypt. The Great Wall of China, Eiffel Tower, France in Paris, Acropolis of Athens, Christ the Redeemer in Brazil, the famous statue of 200 feet tall statue of Christ, Stonehenge in England, Machu Picchu in Peru, and the Blue Lagoon in Iceland. These are some of the examples of visitor attraction worldwide, and they are not limited up to this. This has been taken from the tourist attraction sites in the world. The typical classification of tourist attraction, how do we define that? So, local market, ownership, built, paid, public, private, all are part of them. Some run under charity, some are for regional attention, some are for voluntary. All these are part of visitors' attraction. Private, some of the attractions are private. Sometimes you don't have an access to private. And some maintained by regional for markets, product, resources, and product, resource, catering, interpretation, relating, events, conference, and advices. All these are component of our heritage and visitors' attraction. Visitor attraction management and marketing involves you need to put up a management practice. What does it involve? It involves natural and cultural attribute associated with the visitor attraction. Take an example of pyramid. Now, what is the natural and cultural? It tells you about the time era of the pharaohs. You are taken back 5,000 years. You learn how their lifestyle, construction style, habitat, and various other cultural activities pharaohs used to do. Visitors attraction play a decisive role in both symbolizing and showcasing that particular sense of place. So when you talk of pyramid, automatically to your mind comes the image of Phoenix, Great Pyramids of Giza, and various other pyramids that exist in the northern part of Nile River civilization. Mind it, this north part of Nile River is where the Nile Valley civilization exists, where most of the pyramids are. The sense of place, it comes to your mindset, pyramid, I'm referring to Phoenix, Great Pyramid of Giza pyramids, and so on, which is the basis for competition between destinations. There are identical products as well in the market, ultimately giving a competition to one another, like natural attraction of beaches. Now, when it comes to your mind, you have beaches in many countries. Few islands, very famous islands, Phuket, the famous island of Honolulu, famous island Corfu, various things come in your mindset. But when you talk of Corfu Island of Greece, it is referring to sense of a place and competition between the destination. Traditional approach to tourist attraction was built attraction are created specifically to conserve and celebrate the unique characteristic of places and the local features and characters that make them worth a visit. So natural and cultural built attraction, we were talking about, say, pyramid. They were created specifically to conserve and celebrate the unique characters. So when you go to pyramid, what comes to you as a sense of place is the Pharaoh civilization, the whole history behind their presence in the Valley of Nile. And ultimately, you look into the local features, how local would have contributed in bringing in that built-up destination. What were the feature, character, how they would have done it? So all this is traditional approach of understanding. The modern understanding, modern approach of visitor attraction and management is lifestyle and the theme attribute associated with the visitor attraction. Pick up the example of Disney's. A Disneyland and Disney World. They are modern built. It involves lifestyle. People go with fun. They look for fine dining there. They look at fast food there. They look at approaching them with modern amenities. There's a train service that is run from a specific point. You have a huge parking, all lifestyle linked with the modern build, new approach of understanding those. It is aimed at creating user-friendly facilities, services around the tourism destination. This is because it is necessary that the tourist is engaged or occupied with the said tourist destination so that he spend most of time therein. So if you go down to Disneyland, there is a pass that is valid for 3 days. Because one single day you can't see. Even modern approach of visiting a tourist attraction, the old Angkor Wat that I referred in one of the chapters, which is 1,000-year-plus old era, there also they have come up with modern approaches, with the modern lifestyle. So while retaining the culture of Angkor Wat, they have issued special passes valid for 1 day, 2 day, and 3 day, which is QR coded. You don't have to show it at any counter. You just scan it and you go. While moving around, modern facilities are there, but you still are taken back into the old time where you connect with the sense of the place. Very recently, they have launched a modern facility at one of the caves in Ajanta and Ellora, where you are elevated from the ground and you can reach to the most highest part of the cave. That's done because the lifestyle has changed. People are looking for more comfort in enjoying the place. So this is the way traditional and modern approach to our visit attraction management has been happening. Visitors walking into them, they are not counted by head. They just cross the boom barrier and the count start happening. So at the end of the day, they would read from the computer there, X number of tourists came. There is no such human approach of recording the visitors. All these are put into place so that the approach is in the modern way and saving of time. At the same time, you show those attraction to the tourists. Again, taking back of management and marketing, natural attributes were put in traditional approach. Connectivity of the natural approach, taking back in the old era and linking. Sound and light show were put up so that you go and start feeling as if you are in the traditional Faroese time period. Climate, beaches and tropical resort with coral reef, scenic landscape, forests and mountains, scenery, plant and animal life, trekking, hiking, camping in national park, etc. are the traditional approaches to visit a tourist attraction. Quite a few you can link with this, quite a few of them. Practically almost everything, coral reef, scenic landscape, beautiful view around, all forests, wild forests, thick forests, forests like Amazon, where you walk for 2 days and you don't have the sunlight to be seen. Scenery, plant and animal life, trekking, hiking, camping, and national park. These are all traditional approach towards management and marketing. Further on the traditional marketing is cultural attribute due to historical places. Like people go and pay respect to the graves of Mumtaz Mahal at Taj Mahal. Monument, ancient temples, museum. You go to Rameshwaram and you see the rock, one single rock being cut and the temple has been built. Likewise, you go to the old monastery of the earliest Christian living there. The Coptic Christians, who are the original Christian from the Jesus era, are seen there in Ethiopia. There you see the historical place. Again there, one piece of rock converted with the cutting into a monastery. Art galleries, botanical gardens, built heritage, traditional lifestyle, and art and craft, building and structures. For example, castle, libraries, former prisons, bridges are all cultural attribute to tourist attraction. Historical trains and cultural event, etc. are all cultural attribute to the tourist attraction. Modern approach, you use the lifestyle attribute. Shopping malls, that's why people go to specific area. The downtown area in Dubai that has huge amount of built-up infrastructure has shopping mall. Events happen on the grounds of the shopping mall or other type of event that are performed. Amusement park, any amusement park within foreign country, like Universal Studio, like Disney theme park, Disney National Park, and other man-made visitors attraction with the lifestyle attribute. Theme parks, integrated resorts, and casinos, as well as sports and health treatment. All are lifestyle attributes, modern approach to the tourist attraction. Modern approach also depend on theme-based attributes. Tourism based on various themes such as cruise, adventure, medical, wellness, sports, golf, polo, ecotourism, adventure tourism, film tourism, agrotourism is all of the modern approaches to visitors attraction. People go down to agrotourism in various parts of India where agriculture is traditionally shown to the visitor. Film tourism, lot of movies are shot in specific countries, one after the other, and they are promoting film tourism. So many of examples are here, like going on to cruise. Any new modern lifestyle constructions are put on a cruise liner, going from zero activity area to zip lining area to greenery on the cruise ship, and all are modern approach towards tourist attraction, visitors attraction. Visitor attraction are usually associated with traditional aspect. Let us man-made attraction such as Burj Al Khalifa in Dubai are associated with modern aspect. Elevator going at so-and-so speed, first stop only after 50th floor onward. They charge entrance fee to see that Burj Al Khalifa, anything from 200 dirham and up. Modern aspect of seeing the tourist attraction. It is not required that these are to be located as coastal or rural areas and historical urban region. For example, Burj Al Khalifa is in the new developed downtown area of Dubai, ultra modern with fountain, water fountains performing there with the music. All a modern approach and not the traditional style of going and seeing water fountains. So few example of managing them in the modern style. Attraction management and marketing provided here are some example of destination for study that continues as marketing some of these destination. This indicate use of uniqueness, something different that is being used, historical importance, natural beauty, product placement, and product placement in the film. So Titlis Mountain is shown, Sentosa Island is shown into the movie and people learn about that. Any past event held at the destination and so on are shown in the tourist attraction to the tourist. Examples of approach towards attraction management. We are taking Burns, Alps and Bonn. This is in Switzerland, how they manage it. Product placement or a kind of endorsement in film is one of the ways to promote the destination. And India has been invited by many countries to shoot in their country and put those destinations on the map of our promotion of visitor attraction. And some of the places that people visit there is Piz Gloria, was the villain lie in 1969 James Bond movie on Her Majesty's Secret Service, starring George Lazenby, which was shot here and retained the same name. We have many examples to give. You have got movies of James Bond shot in Thailand, The Man with the Golden Gun, and Octopus shot in India in the Udaipur Palace inside that. All examples picked up, case study of Oman, city of Jins Bala Fort, 13th century Bala Fort, located about 200 kilometers from Muscat, is one of the UNESCO's World Heritage Sites in Oman. It is surrounded by aura of occult and magic. Beside Bala Fort, the medieval Nizwa Fort in the erstwhile capital of Oman is a good tourist attraction too. If Bala has an aura of the supernatural, then the ruins of Alhambra leaves tourists spellbound. When we talk of Alhambra, we are talking about Spain. Holding the bridge up, this is a place, Hand of God, case study of Hand of God in central Vietnam. All these are different tourist attractions and management we are studying. We are picking up case studies. Another one here is Vineyard at Nasik, Sola Wine, to mention. A lot of vineyard where people go and have a glimpse of the vineyard. The fine wine in India, the ground for that is Nasik and Sola Wine, plus some other wineries are existing there. And that is a modern approach. So to go to the Sola Wine, you also visit various attractions in Nasik. Further on the management, visitors attraction as designated and permanent resources. This is controlled and managed for its own sake and for the joy of entertainment and education of the visiting public. And we are referring to the designated or permanent state of management. Visitors' attractions are designated and permanent resource that is controlled and managed for its own sake. You need to protect, otherwise it would deteriorate. So that's why they manage the attractions in features we were counting on. For public, designated and permanent, some of the practices. What we understand by designated, it means that the facility has been formally committed to the types of use and activities as defined. And permanent refers to the term in indication of building or the facility is based on fixed site. Thus, various temporary activities are not covered by the definition. So the tourist attraction is permanent, whereas designated are created formally for committed type of use and activity. Like glimpse at the vineyard, when the wine or the grapes are not there, people will not look at the attraction because you have no fun. Very much like designated, I would refer here once more, is the tulip garden near Kashmir, Shalimar Garden. They are designated. They are only meant in the month of April and May when tulip flowers blossom in Kashmir. Come May, June, all those tulip flowers go away. So that is a designated visitor attraction. There's no point taking tourists in the months of May and in the month of June and July, because tulip would not be there and would have been cut. It must be noticed that only grouping at the conventional level isn't sufficient. It is additionally required to have a request evaluation set up. The administration or the proprietor and the authorities should, on regular basis, must evaluate their place, fascination, how much they have the fascination of attracting tourists, utilizing an assortment of select attributes or fascination characteristic that must be on the regular basis, whether the tourist attraction still continue with the component of attracting tourists or is losing its charm. That should be done on a regular basis. And it is not just sufficient to take number of groups there and putting them as a group to see that tourist attraction. Remember, we are talking about the management. How would you manage? So these attributes of managed visitor attraction consist of ownership. If the land belongs to government, private sector, public sector, orientation, you go and explain. Also, spatial configuration, how this attraction has been configured, designed, genuineness, how much is authentic, which area has been added, which did not exist in the past, how it is managed. Because we could see a lot of additions coming up, not in the form of restoration, but new are raised in some tourist attraction that has to be identified. What is the shortage? What status is stand the as an attribute to visiting attraction management? Carrying capacity. This is a very important element to be noticed and to be managed. If you take number of tourists more than its capacity, then many would be unsatisfied. The natural attractions like waterfall in Mahabaleshwar or in Lonavala that happens in the monsoon, the visitors are exceeding the capacity. Everyone flocks to Mathuram, Mahabaleshwar to have the glimpse of the waterfall in the rainy season. Ultimately results in many of the guests not happy. They did not find room to stay. They had to line up for hours to just have the glimpse of the waterfall. So all that depends on carrying capacity, accessibility of a tourist attraction. If you have no accessibility, the finest tourist attraction will not get arrival because it has no accessibility. And lastly, market and setting. How are you setting up your market for promotion and managing it? Are you promoting it in a systematically, strategically designed marketing activities? All these which we just now read are adding up as an attribute towards visitors' attraction. And each need to be handled in context with their respective requirement and the need to attract tourists as a management attribute and policy. Thank you very much.